important questions in life is, who is Jesus? Yeah, it really matters that we know who he is. And if he is who the Bible says he is, children, isn't it? It's important that we respond to his call to follow him and to become a disciple. Oh, we're all sitting on each other's knee. And so we've been looking at that question in Sunday school since September. Who is Jesus? And we wanted to sort of show you what we've been doing and learning and maybe try and reinforce that a little bit. In John 8:58, Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." Now, that name, I am, was God's name, God's special name that he gave to Moses when God called Moses at the burning bush. And so, yeah, by using that name, Jesus was saying that he's not just a man, not just a special man, that he's actually God. Okay? And seven times in John's gospel, Jesus said, "I am," and then he sort of gave a statement that helped us to see a little bit more. And we've got these statements on this board. So these are the seven things that Jesus said he was and is. So Esther, what's this one? I am the bread of life. Well done. What about this one? I am the gate. Yeah, I am the gate. Whoever, just a minute. In a minute, yeah, that's I'm the good shepherd. Not just the shepherd, but the good shepherd. This one, I am the light of the world. This one, I'm the true vine. This one at the bottom. And yeah, so those are the seven things that Jesus said about himself, and we have been looking, you know, at those things, and we've been doing different things to show or to help the children to remember. So they've been taking home, they made some salt dough bread and they painted that and they took that home to remind them that Jesus said he was the bread of life. Okay, so we had some tea lights that we put in jars to say that I am the light of the world. And you can see on this board here some of the other things that we've done. So we made a gate out of lollipop sticks that said, Jesus said, I am the gate. We coloured some squares with a candle to say that I'm the light of the world. We made a sheep pen and some sheep to talk about Jesus being the good shepherd. And we made a tree with a vine. These are all meant to be grapes. You know, you might need to get closer to actually see that because we're not very good at art, me and Stephen. But never mind. We made some grapes that the children did. For I am the vine, you are the branches. So we made different things. Because you learn in different ways, don't you? And often you learn by doing, particularly when you're children. So we've done different things to kind of reinforce that. And we would, oh, sorry, yes, Rebecca, you're right. We did I am the resurrection and the life. We did a grave and we put a stone in front of it and we put resurrected Jesus there, didn't we? So well done. I would ask you, you know, if you're a member of this church, please pray for these children. You know, pray for their families, pray for the children, pray for us as we teach them in Sunday school, because it's really important that these children know the word of God and they accept that word, and you know, that's the foundation on which they can build their lives. So please do pray for us. But we weren't sure that you adults don't know all these things, you see. So we have got some things to remind us of these seven truths, and I will need the children to help us. Oh, sorry, I've missed yours, Esther. We made a belt of truth as well that's got lots of God's word on it to talk about the truth, Jesus telling the truth. So, Stacey, we kind of decided. Can anybody remember what we did last month at the Little Big Church? Gary did that one. Yeah, we ate bread. He talked about Jesus being the bread of life. And he bought lots of different bread, if you remember. White bread, brown bread, pita bread, all that. Well, we've got one better this time. Stacey has baked bread this afternoon. Just a minute. We do have Lurpak butter in the church fridge. Yes, are you going to help me? Right, before you eat any of this, you've got to take it round. Okay? So you take that one, you take that one. Take it to the grown-ups first and then you children can have the rest of it. Okay? So break a bit of bread off. Oh, careful, don't drop it, don't run. And in a minute, Isla, you can have yours. You can take something else round in a minute. So when Jesus said, I'm the bread of life, you know, bread sustains you, doesn't it? It nourishes you, it keeps you alive, you know. And Jesus is like bread to us. He keeps us alive. He's that spiritual food that we sang about in the song. His word nourishes us and it keeps us strong. Okay, if we want to be healthy spiritually, then we need to eat from the word of God. Jesus said that man doesn't live by bread alone, this kind of bread. Oh, don't run with it. Yeah, but you live by the very words that come from God. Can I have a piece, please, Rebecca? Because I've not had a piece yet. Oh, thank you. Let's put it down there so I don't lose it. You can have some now, yes. Isla, would you like to come and get some bread? Isla, would you like some bread? And then we said about Jesus being the light of the world. So, Isla, can you help me with this one? Oh. Perhaps Isla doesn't want to. Okay. So, we've got some glow sticks. Yeah, you can have some now. So we've got some glow sticks here to remind us of Jesus being the light of the world. So once you've had your bread, Esther, can you and Rebecca take these glow sticks round to everybody? Yeah? Let them take a glow stick out of there. Take a glow stick home to remind you that Jesus is the light of the world. So Jesus said he was the light. Light shines in darkness. It helps us to see. Helps us to see God, how God wants us to live. It shows other people what God's like. And Jesus said that he was the light of the world, but he also said that we are the light of the world. Have you got a glow stick, Isla? Yeah? And he said, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and then put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. And in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Yeah? So you have to snap the thing and then it's a bit luminous and everything, it glows. Okay? Esther, can Grandad have one? Now, the other thing we talked about was Jesus being the good shepherd. And so we've hidden some sheep. They're not very well hidden, I hope. Yeah? But there are five sheep. Isla? There are five sheep in this room. Can anybody bring me these five sheep, please?
I found one. Here.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. Can you find any more, Rebecca? Rebecca?
Here.
Yeah? Oh, Rebecca's doing this single-handed. What about?
Here.
Yeah. Rebecca's found three sheep. Are there any more sheep? Any more sheep? We'll sit the sheep down. Yeah. Oh, look, Jade's found a sheep. All right. Yeah, there we are. I think all the sheep are here now. I've got one, two. Okay, one, two, three, four. Yeah, Isla's got one. Brilliant. And there's one. Yeah. If she wants to keep it, she can do. That's fine. So you've been really good shepherds rounding up the sheep. Yeah, because we need the sheep to be safe, don't we? Yeah, so a shepherd guides them, leads them, protects the sheep. We talked about the parable of the lost sheep, which reminds us that God cares for every single sheep, every single one of us. Yeah, so we found the sheep. Now, Gary, I need you to bring the thing out into the middle. He also said in the same passage, thank you, that I am the gate for the sheep, or the door. Okay? So, this is something that we play with in our parent and toddler group, and it's got a door. It's the only thing that we could find that's got a door. And so we wondered if each one of the children would like to come through that door. Yeah? Because the only way that we can come to God is through Jesus, through the door, through his death. Every other way is a lie. that Jesus died for us on the cross so that we can be forgiven. Are you coming through the door? Are you coming through the door? Come through the door. Because that's like coming to Jesus, coming through Jesus to God the Father. Okay? There we are. So we're all through the door. Brilliant. You're going to sleep now, are you? That's great. Okay. Gary, can you just move that now? Okay, children, I just need to move this for a minute. You can play with it afterwards, but we just need to move it. Okay. Now, have you all eaten your bread? Yeah, you've all eaten your bread because Jesus said, I am the true vine. So now we're moving. We're moving from bread to grapes. Okay. And we've got some purple grapes here, and we've also got some green grapes. So if you'd like to take them round, see if people would like a grape, okay? Jesus is the true vine, we are the branches, he said. We learn from Jesus not only who he is, but who we are, yeah? And branches can only bear fruit if they're attached to the vine. If we take these grapes off there, they're not going to last very long. And in order to get those fat, juicy grapes, they've got to stay on the vine. We can only have good lives if we stay in Jesus, if we abide in him, if we dwell in him. Yeah? So there we are, we've got grapes. And then we looked at the fact that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He not only has life, but he is life. And he died for our sins, but he rose again from the dead. And because of that, we can see that he really is God. Nothing's too difficult for him. And because of his resurrection, we too can look forward to resurrection. And we can look forward to eternal life. Jesus is life, so we've got life in all its fullness now. And we can know that we will live even after death. And then the last one, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We looked at maps. We looked at mazes and getting from A to B. And so we've got lots of footprints here. And I know some of you have been practicing this already, Rebecca. Rebecca, I need you here. I need you at the start of the footprints. Can you see where these footprints are? Thank you. Right, I would like you to follow those footprints and let's find out where they're leading. Okay. So the children have disappeared. Yeah. Oh, and they've come through the door, notice. And they're back with us. They've come into eternal life. They've walked there because they've followed the footsteps of Jesus. They've followed Jesus' way. He shows us how we can come back to God. He's the truth, so we can trust what he says. So if he says he's God, then we can trust that he is God, because only God's got life in himself. So those are the things that we've been looking at with the children over the past few weeks. Over the next few weeks, we're going to look at some other names for Jesus, because of course, these are not the only names that Jesus is given in the Bible. So we'll be looking, particularly as we come to Christmas, at those names that he's called Emmanuel, what Jesus means, that he's the Prince of Peace, and so on. And what we've done, oh, are you back there? That's good. Are you ready now then so we've got some things for you to take home, children. So Esther, that one's yours. You take that. Isla, this one's yours. And Rebecca, have we got Rebecca? Oh, she's come through the door again. There you are. So we've got some statements there. We've got some colouring, some puzzles and things. I'd be really grateful, parents. No, Rebecca. Rebecca, you need that. Because it's yours, okay? If you would take them home, if you'd work with your children, let them do the colouring, and just keep reminding them of these verses. It's never too young to get God's word into you and to build your life upon God's word and what he says, okay? And as I say, adults, if you can pray for these children, it's really important that we pray for our young children and young people, that they grow up knowing the Lord. Okay, thank you very much, Gary. Right, you take that to the back now.